dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
That's right, dare to dream, but don't just dare to dream, dare to make your dreams into your reality. Hey, this is Debbie Dashinger, and this is the Dare to Dream radio show, and there's so much going on. Boy, if they said this year was going to speed up, I think they were very generous with us in the beginning, because all I know is that right now it's about as speedy as it could get, while hanging on by fingernails and still functioning in this lifetime. Do you know what I mean? Are you feeling that too? It's pretty amazing right now. Here's the really groovy news. So pleased with the timing. My book, Dare to Dream This Life Counts, bestseller, just won 2 awards. It won the Motivational Book for 2013 from the National Independent Excellence Awards. Yay! Holla! And then it also won the Sponsor Award, the Missy Bystrom Motivational Book Sponsor Award. And what's so beautiful about it is that I'm just wrapping up my new second book. And what gorgeous timing the universe gave me, that while I'm wrapping this up, that this buoys me up while I'm moving into this new track, this new field, this new entity of my new book. And it's such an exciting time. So very, very pleased with that. Next, I want to tell you that I ended up on this sports page. You know, this is the second time this happens. And I love when it happens. Never know where you're going to end up. Sport Bala. Holla for Bala. Sport Bala. It's true. Here I am with all these celebrities and sports people and L.A. Reid and there I am, front page, trending news. Thank you, Dare to Dream Radio with Debbie Dashinger. So check it out. You got to support those who support you. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things and the rules and the ways to get you to your dreams come true, to your goals accomplished. First of all, 3 simple rules in life. If you do not go after what you want, you'll never have it. Make sense? I'm here. My dream's there. How am I going to get there? Could wish it, could affirm it, could pray for it. That's cool. But you got to take action steps. You got to go after what you really desire. 2, if you do not ask, the answer will always be no. That is so, so true. I just took the most wonderful workshop this weekend. And one of the things the instructor taught us was about asking. Ask. Ask. In fact, ask for things that are so huge and juicy, you're pretty sure they may say no. But hey, if you don't ask, it's always going to be a no. So I've been doing that, and I've been asking some really outrageous things, and guess what? I'm getting a lot of yeses. So you got to ask. 3, if you do not step forward, you'll always be in the same place. It's true. And why keep doing the same thing over and over? Boring. You got to do what you got to do to get where you want. Bernice Johnson Reagan said, life's challenges are not supposed to paralyze you. They're supposed to help you discover who you are. And isn't that the truth? The challenges we go through, we could either throw in the towel and say, oh, well, that's it for me. It got the better of me. Or we can understand better what it is that we're being called to do or be, to change within ourselves, to access in order to make something different. And let me tell you, when we heal and deal what's going on, we really do discover who we are. It sort of clears out the muck and lets us write down with the beauty of who we really are. So take it on. It's okay. And you'll find out more about yourself. And you'll really love what you find out about yourself. Now, moments of doubt, close your eyes and imagine yourself a year from now and then get back to work. Imagine yourself a year from now. That's what you want. Now get out there and get back to work. Come on. When feeling overwhelmed by a faraway goal, repeat the following. I have it within me right now to get me where I want to be later. I have it within me right now to get me where I want to be later. Interesting factoid, the average person tells 4 lies a day, or 1,460 a year, a total of 87,600 by the age of 60. And the most common lie is, I'm fine. If you do all the small things right, big things happen when you're getting to your dream. It's all those small steps that you take, all those things that start aligning themselves and create that big goal. And the last thing is stop thinking of what could go wrong and start thinking of what could go right. What could go right? What could go right? What's right about this? Do ask, do put yourself out there. And if you want to get from here to there, you got to do something about it. And what could be right about this? Forget about all that you perceive could be wrong, because there's a knowingness within you. Trust that and move forward. Dare to Dream was created to inspire my listeners to take steps towards their dreams and turn those goals into a reality. And I thank all the amazing, wonderful listeners, all the stations that syndicate us. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you for tuning in every week, because I just adore you. I feel like I have the greatest audience in the world. And thank you for writing me and for your letters. They're very meaningful, by the way. I have the greatest guest, but you know him. It's Dr. Dane here. He's been here before, and he's coming back again. Dr. Dane is here to share with us part 2 about your body and your best friend. Speaking of, instead of what's wrong, what could be right. So your body and your best friend. Dane is an international speaker, author, and facilitator of advanced access consciousness workshops worldwide. His unique and transforming points of view on bodies, money, future, sex, and relationships transcend everything currently being taught. Dr. Here hosts a regular radio show on 2 networks, has been a guest of multiple radio and TV shows. He was featured on the cover of Insight magazine and is the author of 9 books on the topics of embodiment, healing, money, and relationships, including his latest book, Being You, Changing the World. For more information, go to his website, Dr. Dane Here, HEER.com, or www.deborahdashinger.com/access. And I bring the fabulous, the fabulous Dr. Dane here back to Dare to Dream. Howdy, Dane.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing? Great to be with you again. I just adore you.
The adoration is extremely mutual. And so I'm going to be saying things like howdy tonight since you just moved, okay? So you can get used to your new digs.
Thank you. Thanks for warming me up for my new digs. I appreciate it.
Have you gotten boots and big hair?
No, I'm working on the big hair. It's not as easy as one might think. Some people make it look natural, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of work that goes into making big hair, especially when you're from California.
I'll send you product.
Okay, deal. I'm thinking, you know, I need some pasty, waxy something or other, you know, that I don't yet have.
And a hat always is pretty good, too. So Dane just moved, and right? it's amazing to have him with us amidst all. I mean, he's really like international world traveler. You are in more countries doing more things to help people right now. And so thanks for being here. This is entitled Finding Your Body and Your Best Buddy, Part 2. So first, will you share from your perspective, what is our body? What's this thing, our body, that we are walking around in?
Well, I think that's exactly it. It's like, people have no idea what the heck this thing we're walking around with is, and somehow we think it's us. And in actuality, you are the being that occupies your body. If you want to get a definition of you, and it would be the space between the molecules of your body that organizes your body into existence as it is. And your body is this beautiful element of conscious possibilities that you've created to get you along here so that you could have your embodiment this lifetime for whatever it is you're here to create, whatever it is you're here to accomplish. And the reason I make that distinction is because a lot of us say, I, and what they really mean is their body. And I'm not, you know, I'm not one of these people who when, you know, we're having a conversation, we're out to lunch, and you go, oh, well, I'm going to have the asparagus. And I go, no, it's your body that's having the asparagus. Okay, I'm not one of those kind of people. But I want to make a distinction for people because it's so important to realize that you are truly like the organizing consciousness of your body. Your body has its own consciousness and is conscious. And if we'd actually listen to it about the things that concern it, we'd have a totally different relationship with it, but also we'd be able to change the things about it we want to change.
Listen to the body so that we could change the things that we want to change. You know, it's interesting. I looked up some statistics about bodies, and I think you can already imagine what I found, but I'll give you a couple of the numbers here. 80% of U.S. women are dissatisfied with their appearance. Men's unhappiness with their bodies has risen almost as high as women. And similar to talking about being fat, talking about being old as important an indicator of body dissatisfaction. And last, and very sadly, children's body image is more warped than ever before in history. So what is up with all this pressure and unkindness to our bodies?
Well, you know, we grow up at from a very young age learning to judge everything and everyone, including our bodies. You know, and it's interesting because you have, like, if you just take an example of little kids, it's so interesting that the prevalence of bullying is rising, the prevalence of childhood depression is rising, the prevalence of unhappiness is rising in children. And one of the things I think probably a lot of us have experienced is those mean kids that are, you know, just saying mean things to us and about us, and yet where are they getting it? They're getting it from home. And so we've learned, unfortunately, we live in a world where people judge first and ask questions never, pretty much. And so there's this difficulty in actually accessing the kindness that we are. And the weird part is, you could use your body as practice. Okay, I'm going to practice kindness. I'm going to practice kindness, even in the things of my body that I normally judge. That belly, those wrinkles, that cellulite, those hips, that butt. You know what? What happens is, the more you judge, the more you get what you're judging.
Hmm.
The less judgment you do, the more you can change everything that you thought was judgeable. And so what happens is, when you judge, my butt's too big, does your butt get smaller? Of course not. It gets larger. It's like if somebody judges you for not being smart, or, well, the judgment is you're stupid, so that would be the way a judgment would come across. But if somebody judges you for not being stupid, do you all of a sudden get smarter based on their judgment? No. You allow less of what is your natural capacity to show up, but it's the same thing with our body. So my point of view is, let's be kinder to them. Let's use them as an invitation to the kindness that we can be and realize it's actually possible.
And what about you? Have you always loved your body?
Oh, my gosh. No way. I mean, it's so funny. My friend Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, tells this story about when we first started traveling together. And this goes back for my whole life, basically, with the point of view that I'm about to share with you. But what would happen is, we were traveling. It was me, Gary, and this guy from Australia at the time. And what would happen is, the guy from Australia, you know, he'd be in his boxers or whatever he wore, and go in, take a shower, come back out, and he'd have a new set of boxers on, and, you know, then he'd put his T-shirt on and get dressed and whatever. And I would always wear a T-shirt, no matter who I was around. And so I'd always have a T-shirt and boxers on. I'd go in, I'd change my T-shirt and boxers after showering, and then I'd come back out. And finally, after a few weeks of this, Gary said to me, he's like, have you ever been in a man's locker room? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, why don't you at least, you know, we're friends here. He's like, why isn't it okay for you to have your shirt off? And I went, well, I've got an ugly body. And he went, what? I said, yeah, I really don't like my body. I said, I'm sort of really embarrassed. And he looked at me and he went, what? And I was like, what? You know, this is just the point of view that I had. And he said, come here. And he pulled me to the mirror and he said, look, take off your shirt. And I was like, okay. You know, like, what's going on here? But knowing, you know, we've known each other long enough to where I knew he was doing it for something that would open up something in my world. And he said, look at your body. He said, look at your body and tell me what you see. And I went, well, this is too fat, and these are too small, and I've been working on this forever, and it won't get any, you know, like, I've been working on my arms forever, they won't get any bigger, blah, 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 blah. And he went, okay, now, I'll pock and puddle that. Now, look at your body through my eyes. And I don't know how I did it, but I literally, like, stepped into his body or stepped into his world or his awareness or something. And I looked at my body and went, oh, my God, that's what my body looks like? Like, literally, it was... I don't know if anybody else does this or can do this, but I literally, it was like somebody smacked me upside the head, and I had a totally different awareness, like I was looking from a totally different universe at my body. And it wasn't a bad thing. My body wasn't a judgeable offense. It was amazing to me because I was like, wow. And I remember putting my hands on my body after and going, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for being so unkind to you. And what's it going to take to change this? And by the way, y'all, that might be something out there that you do. Like, if you realize the statistics Debbie just gave us, 80% of people, and this is what I find in a lot of the people that I work with too, even though they try to hide it, is that 80% of the women, and somewhere close to that with the men, are unhappy with the way their body looks. So here's what you want to do. You want to go, okay, if I were looking through the eyes of no judgment at my body, what would I see? Or take a friend that doesn't judge you, that has been trying to tell you how beautiful you are, and you haven't been willing to receive it, and ask yourself, as you look at your body in the mirror, ask yourself, if I looked at my body through their eyes, what would I see that's different? And just be with it for a minute. And then see what is possible to change in your world to actually get there. And this can sound like a really simple thing to some people, so you won't want to do it. It can sound like a simple and impossible thing to other people, so you won't want to do it. Please, take 3 minutes and do it, and just see what shows up. And if what you see or how you perceive your body changes at all, if it feels any different to you, then you might realize you've been a lot less kind to your body than you could be. And truly, if you start to develop a kindness with your body, you'll start to see it as this beautiful thing, and it won't make you arrogant. It'll just make you grateful and humble, and you'll be able to get your body to do whatever you want it to, because it's been wanting you to communicate with it. It's been wanting you to ask. Excuse me. It's been wanting you to ask from a place of not judging it for being wrong, but, hey, body, what can we create together? Because your body, like you are, is actually creative. It's just nobody's ever told us this.
Mm-hmm. Our bodies are creative. So you mean as in creator, as in the power to create, to discreate and create as we prefer?
Absolutely. And it's interesting because, you know, I think of people that I've worked with who've had cancer as an example, or any disease that falls into that range of, if you don't change it, you're going to be leaving the planet or leaving this body because of it. And it really backs that up. I mean, literally, when I work with somebody who's got cancer, my question is, what are you dying to get out of? You know? And the number of times a woman with breast cancer will say, my relationship is just amazing. Mm. And you can perceive the energy of the relationship that's killing her and where she's put herself in that relationship that's killing her. And what you realize is, wow, her body is just doing what she's asking. Her body, even though it's got all this creative energy, is now putting that creative energy into creating this thing that will allow her to get out of this relationship without having to have the courage to leave the relationship. And I was like, wow, this is really amazing. You know, when you start working with people who have different things, you start to realize that what people are talking about out there is the cause, you know, of this tumor factor and this and this and this and this and this and this. Sure, I'm sure it plays a part, but what if that's after the fact, not before the fact? What if all these tumor factors and all this sort of stuff actually get created based on our point of view? And what if it's because our body and we are both so creative that we'll create any outcome that we choose and decide upon?
Any outcome that we choose and decide upon. This is amazing conversation. So we are opening this show up to callers so people in real time can get some real help from Dr. Dane here, co-founder of Access Consciousness. So we're going to bring the first caller, Robin, on the line. Let's bring on the first caller, Robin. Hi, Robin. Thanks for joining us on The Body Show, and welcome.
Hey, how are you? I'm so excited to be here. Congratulations, Debbie. Hi, Dane.
Hi, Robin.
How you doing? Okay. I'm answering for you.
That's great. What's the question?
Okay. So here's the deal. My body is so good to me that it created the weight and the size that as an adult that I always saw myself as a young child. I was, you know, it was never. I'm sorry?
I have a question for you.
Of course you do.
I know, that's my job, right? So my question is it the way you saw you as a child or the way you were seen as a child? I'm sorry, that's just a question.
Was it the way can I say both?
Yeah, and yes, exactly. And so how much of you seeing you that way is a result of the solidified futures that you created based on being your mother's daughter, based on being your father's daughter, and based on being their progeny?
Ooh, nice.
Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy it uncreatively?
Oh, yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Oh, my goodness.
Seriously.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm sitting down. Okay, because that's got a lot of energy to it. And if you're not noticing it, then it's just because you're not noticing it right now, which is okay.
Oh, no, I'm noticing it, believe me.
Okay, cool, because it is one of the heaviest things I have run as a process in a very long time. Wow. Okay. And you've just actually given me a clue. See, one of the things I love about Access is we'll have somebody call or we'll have somebody, you know, come in for a session or in a class or something, and they'll raise their hand and they'll say, okay, I've got this going on. And we'll go, okay, cool. And just because you have the courage and the willingness to lower the barriers and let me in, you know, and let someone in that's there to just facilitate, it can oftentimes lead to this greater awareness of what's going on for people. So what we just talked about is nothing I've ever spoken with somebody about in relationship to their bodies before, but that particular thing has got a huge impact because apparently it's not just running on you, it's running on everybody who's listening, which is kind of an interesting thing because it creates a lot of energy and it's still going.
It is.
So how much of your body have you been creating based on the solidified futures that weren't even yours? Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy it creatively?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, jurors, boys and beyond. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay, and if you haven't heard this thing called the clearing statement, it's basically like this way that we've all wanted, you know, this magic wand. If you've ever been one of these people who thought, I should have a magic wand, why can't I just point at something and change it? Well, here's your magic wand. Literally, you can point at the things in your life and change them. So, and it's based on, you know, science tells us the wall looks solid, but it's 99.99999999% space. Well, what if the limitations in your life were the exact same way? They are. This is just the way to access that, to go beyond the limitation. So, Robin, how are you feeling right now about your speaking of body?
Right now I'm feeling very giddy.
Awesome. Okay. That is more like you, and that's also the creative generative energy, that when you have that energy, you ask and you say, hey, body, you know what? We got a few more inches here than I'd like. Would it be okay to change it? Like, body, can we change this, please? And your body will be like, yeah. Are you kidding? Man, now that you're talking to me, now that you're on my side, now that you're not judging me, now that you don't hate me, oh, my God, let me show you what I can change. I can change everything. I got lots of energy, too. And also, by the way, I'm also happy, and I'm kind of like a little kid, and I just like to play, and I just like to have fun. And, okay, let's go. You know? That's truly more the energy that our bodies have. Our bodies are like little kids. They're like animals. You know, like when you have a dog, and you're having a bad day and you're mean to your dog, your dog's like, okay, I'm sorry, what did I do wrong, you know? And then they walk away while you're really upset, and then they come back and they nuzzle you and they're like, can I help? Are you okay? You know, but this is the way our bodies are too. And so what happens, though, is we pick up on all the energies and all the projections and the expectations and the separations and the judgments and the rejection and all the points of view that other people have in their own world as to what the drudgery and the misery of their future is going to be. And then we think that somehow we have to have the same kind of future, especially if they're our parents. And so what you do is you solidify a future, actually many futures. So you solidify these futures and you create your present so that you arrive in the future just the way you decided you would, especially with your body. What does that have to do with choice? What does that have to do with creating what you'd really like to create? And what does that have to do with your body being creative and you being creative? It doesn't. And so what happens is we take ourselves out of creation by doing this thing, and it's literally this easy to start undoing. So there.
That's amazing, and it gave me a whole bunch of awareness, not only with my body, but also with my mental parts. And I just, it was amazing. That was really awesome.
Cool. Thank you so much for your call and your question. And please know, the other thing that I'm also so grateful to you for is you've actually started setting a lot of other people free. Thank you for that.
And thank you. I so appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're so welcome.
All right, have a good night.
Thank you, okay. Robin.
Bye-bye.
That was amazing.
For now, with nothing to say. Bye-bye sounds so final. You know, like, why don't you say bye-bye? Like, see you later. Who knows what the future will hold.
Toodles.
Isn't that cool?
You know, I felt the energetic bottom drop out when you said the word progeny, and I was sitting here going, what the blessed Lord does that mean? I thought it meant one thing. I'm sitting here, I just Googled it. I was like, I don't know what that meant, but whatever that whole thing is you did with her, I was space itself. So progeny, for anyone who is questioning, is a descendant. It's literally a descendant or offspring. That's us.
And I got to say, what does that have to do with you choosing your life, you creating the money flows you would like, you creating your body? What does any of that have to do with you? It doesn't. When you're a progeny, all you can do is be descended from what came before you.
Hmm.
And that is one of the things that has made changing our lives so difficult. And one of the things I'm so grateful for with Access is this idea of being able to pod and pop these solidified futures is so, it's something that we've just come up with in the last few weeks, and we realize, because we look from a different place, we're always in the question, not the conclusion, but we realize, Gary and I were like, wait a minute, if we can actually undo the solidified futures people think they have to get to, and they're creating their present to make sure that they have the walls around them to get only to that particular future, they will actually start to have much more choice, and that's what we're seeing. It's only a few weeks old, but it's been amazing to watch.
Yay, and we get the benefit here on the show because you're on the other side of all this work. That's very juicy. Well, I certainly felt that one in that call, so I'm so psyched. Let's bring on another caller, see what else is possible. This next caller is Lana. Hi, Lana. We're glad you're joining us. L-O-N-N-A, Lana. What question or share do you have about your body or anybody that you'd like assistance with today?
Anybody. I just want to say congratulations to both of you. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you. I was so anxious to talk to you that I called in yesterday.
That's awesome.
It was on the line.
Yep.
For 45 minutes before I realized it wasn't Wednesday yet.
You're so wonderful. Thank you. Hey, I just want to make sure that you hung up between then and now.
I certainly did. Thank you so much. And when you were saying, you know, instead of saying goodbye, I've always, to my son, said, and he says to me, love you, see you, because I know that no matter what happens, I will see him again.
Yes, that's very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, yes, I'm so excited. My problem is, in January, I came down with pneumonia, and I had to have a lung biopsy, which didn't tell me too much. I thought that I had pulmonary fibrosis, but I just found out today. I went to my lung doctor today and found out that I don't have pulmonary fibrosis. They still don't know exactly what it is.
May I assist and contribute, perhaps?
Well, I beg your pardon?
I said, may I assist and contribute, perhaps?
Oh, please, please.
In other words, may I ask you a question, please?
You betcha.
Cool. So it was interesting because, you know, for me what I've done is I've trained myself to work with the energy of things, to perceive the energy, and also to listen very presently to what people say. And one of the things you said was, my problem is. And the first thing that came up for me is something that Debbie and I talked about on the last show, which we also have talked about. It's like we've talked about it on every show we've ever done and probably every show we'll ever do, is that 98% of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and your judgments, and somewhere between 50 and 100% of what goes on in your body is not actually yours. So, it's interesting also because, I'll say that later. Let me keep on this particular train of thought. You know, I'm one of those people with ADD, ADHD, OCD, and autism all rolled into one, so keeping a one train of thought is like a minor miracle for me. So, but here's the thing. When you said it's my problem, truth, is it your problem or someone or something else's problem?
Well, it's amazing that you would even ask that because I have been looking at it as a problem, and I've been looking at it as it's my lot in life, like that this is the way I'm going to be for the rest of my life.
Okay.
And I realize that's right, but that's the way I've been thinking of it.
Cool. So I need to just stop you for a moment because one of the other things I'd really like to point out, and it's a great example, is what's true makes you feel lighter, a lie makes you feel heavier. You've probably heard this if you've been listening to Debbie or listening to me or listening to us both together.
Yes, yes.
You feel lighter? Okay, so when you say it's my lot in life and I will be with it forever, I'll have it forever, does that make you feel lighter or heavier?
Oh, heavier.
Then it's a damn lie, as we would say here in Texas. Don't buy yours. So everything that creates it being your lot in life, everywhere you came up with that conclusion, every solidified future you've created based on it being your lot in life, will you destroy it and create it, please?
Yes.
I'm the gazillion, right? Wrong, good, bad, all nine, pot, box, shorts, boys, and hands. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And who does that belong to? This is one of the things that I suggest people do for 3 days, you know, and you can find it on my website, the Who Does This Belong To, or you can find it on the YouTube channel, on my YouTube channel where I've got tons of videos. But it's like literally, if you'll ask, who does this belong to the thoughts, feelings, and emotions and body pains that you have, oh, and also your hunger, if you'll ask that for 3 days, it's amazing what can start changing in your life because you're picking most of it up and thinking it's yours. So when you talk about it's your lot in life, is that actually your point of view or somebody else's point of view?
Oh, gosh. You mean like the doctor?
Well, actually, I think it may have occurred even before the doctor. So, I'm wondering, so let me ask you a question. This thing that has been going on with your lungs, when it initially, or this particular flare-up of it, is it yours, someone else's, or something else's?
I really, I don't know that.
Oh, sweetie, guess what? Sorry, that's the only answer you don't get when we're talking.
Okay.
Okay, and why do I say that? Because you may not have the answer at the moment, but you actually know. And this is one of the things that is so important that we start to realize is we actually know. If someone can ask us the right question, we actually know what's going on for us. We actually know what's going on for other people. We know way more than anybody has ever given us credit for knowing. So what is it you know about this, and what if it takes to change it, that you've been pretending not to know or denying that you know? Everything that is that doesn't allow you to know it and acknowledge it, we destroy and create it, please.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Whoa, okay, that's got a lot of energy to it also. Okay, so... Okay, so let me ask you this then. Truth, are you a healer?
Yes.
Okay, and Truth, is your body a healer?
Yes.
Okay, here's the weird part. If you're a healer, your body will try to heal people. It will also try to heal the earth whenever possible, to try to make it better. And what happens is it'll try to heal people because that's the capacity that it has. And just people's bodies will be like, help! And your body will be like, I can do it, you know, and we'll try to do it. Except if the person isn't willing to let it go, it doesn't heal their body. But your body walks away with the pain and suffering. It'll also try to help heal the earth. Because the thing is, we've been taking from the earth for thousands of years. The earth needs our help. So the people that are healers, the people, and basically what that means is a capacity to change things energetically that couldn't otherwise be changed. So when you're a healer, a lot of times the earth will be like, help! And your body will be like, okay, I can help. Now, so everything that brings up, every lifetime in which you were a healer and don't want to do it anymore and feel like you don't know what to do about it and feel like you don't know how to do it and you don't want to know you are and you don't want to do it and you don't want to do it because in other lifetimes it was too painful because you took out way more pain and suffering than you could have or should have and your body died and you decided I never want to do this again. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes, I will.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shirts, boys and beyond. Ow, chihuahuas. Apparently you're not the only one doing that either. Apparently a lot of people. Okay, so I'm looking for sort of some objective thing here. Does it feel any different to you right now?
It definitely does. I feel hopeful.
Okay, cool. So is there any more lightness in your world about it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool. Because part of the thing for me is, you know, I used to have all kinds of people do all kinds of hocus pocus, but it wouldn't really change anything. And I would never want to do that to someone, you know, go, oh, blah, 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 just to hear myself talk. If it's not changing something, I'm going to change something so that it will. So that's the reason I'm asking. And also I want to make sure that we're heading in the right direction. Because I'm doing my best to follow the energy as I perceive it. But what's really important and valuable is that it's actually the energy where you need to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely know what you mean.
Cool. So everywhere where you haven't, in other words, every way in which you have not acknowledged it, you and your body have this healing capacity. And everything that you have tried to avoid, that your body is saying, you need to get this now. Will you destroy and uncreate everything you've done to avoid it so you don't have to know how potent and powerful and amazing you and your body are, please?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Time's a gazillion, right? Run, good, bad, all nine, pot, pot, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, how's that feeling in your world?
Buoyant.
Cool. Awesome. Okay, so one other thing that you might want to run, and Okay, so that buoyancy, that buoyant energy, it's kind of like we spoke about with Robin, which is what happens is, and what Debbie and I were speaking about before, is this, that buoyant energy is actually the energy of creation and generation and change. And that lightness is actually what allows your body to start dissipating the contraction that you've locked into it. So let's do all this also. So all the solidified futures that you have created based on what's been going on and the lie or the fear or the concern that you'll now have this forever, will you destroy and create it, please?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right? Wrong, good, bad, all nine, hot pot, shorts, boys, and yawns. And the weird thing is, the way it works is this. You decide, I'll have this forever, and your body goes, okay, then I'll start creating it now so we have it forever, just like you decided, because you're really smart.
Yeah.
Okay, if our body only knew how smart we are not. Okay, so everything that is, all the solidified futures, will you destroy and create it and let us change it, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, jerk, boys and beyond. Okay, and here's a verbal process I'm going to give you to run. And I'm going to have to say basically the exact same words that I'm saying.
Okay.
I'll say it, and that way, and I'll say it slowly, and I'll do it two times. That way you can write it down, and anybody else can that has anything like this going on. So what bastardization... And bastardization is just, sorry, don't say all these words. I just want to tell you what bastardization is. I'll explain it, and then I'll run the process. Sorry. Bastardization is where you take something and you twist it, bend, fold, staple, and mutilate it so it doesn't look like the original thing. It looks like something completely different. So what bastardization of infinite health are you using to create the disease, the dilemma... The disease, dilemma, and destruction of your body you are choosing. Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and create it, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay, so I'm going to say it one more time. And
thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm hoping you either write fast or people out there have a way to listen to it again.
I'm writing.
And you know, the good news is, folks, all of the replays are on my website. So keep it simple. Just go to DeborahDashinger.com and listen to the replay.
Cool. It's the disease, the something, and the destruction of your body are you choosing.
Okay.
Everything that times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shirts, boys, and beyond. And the clearing statement, all those words, is also on my website. It's explained there. It's like a 20-minute audio. I think Debbie also has it on hers. So on my website, it's under free stuff, and it's the access clearing statement. On Debbie's, I think it's under Deborah Dashinger/access. So you can get this explained. But basically run that thing. What I would say is with some things that's been this intense, I'd run it at least, I would say, 100 times a day, or put audio to listen to it, and see what changes, and you know, like, send us an email, let us know. You have Debbie's email address, send it to her, or send it to me, and let us know what changes, because, you know, in this amount of time, I think it'd be a really cool thing if we could create some sort of change in it, and I have no idea what kind of change can occur. I've just seen that change can definitely occur, okay?
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Enjoy. Take care of you and your sweet body.
I have one question, though. With this sentence, if I keep saying it, do I need to know the answer to it?
Nope. In fact, most of the time you won't get an answer because it's just an energy and it's about changing the energy.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're so welcome.
Blessings, blessings.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love you and see you later.
Right
before we take an extremely quick break and come back for an extremely short period of time, I have to say I'm very, very, very moved. Thank you, Dane. You know, this woman, by the way, was on another show, gosh, a couple of years ago. I had a psychic person who really talks about careers. This same woman, Lana, called in, and she was talking to this psychic about her career as an actress, and she was giving her advice, and I sat here, and I said, I'm so sorry, I have to interrupt. And I said to the psychic, but I get that this woman is a healer, and that she's here to heal. And I was corrected. I actually even later said something offline to Lana about, you know, I really think you should look into this. And listen to what you said, Dane. That was just amazing. And we're going to take a quick break. This is called All Is Well, Karen Drucker. And I'm talking to Dr. Dane here.
All is well, I can rest, I am safe, all is well, all is well, I can rest, I am safe, all is well, all is well.
It's not often I get excited, but right now I'm very excited, and I'm so excited I cannot wait to tell you about healing to move into the potency of why you are here. That's an audio series. It's getting rave reviews because this is changing lives. The audio series features the amazing Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. He takes us through over 4 hours of audios. He deals with very tough issues that all of us go through and sometimes get stuck in. What he does that's different is in the moment, energetically, he uses tools that will shift you through and out. An audio product, finally, that delivers. All of life can come to you with ease, joy, and glory. Just go to bit.ly/Dashinger. Move into the potency of why you are here, audio series, bit.ly/Dashinger.
I'd like to invite you all to a little thing called magic. It's you. You're the magic in the world. You know what? You got to know your magic, because how many times have you driven someplace and got there before you should have? How many times have you had something show up in your life that you really wanted just as if it was by magic? You're the creator of all that. So, magic, you are it, be it. It's a book, it's a possibility, and check out magicyouareitbeit.com.
How does it get any better than this? This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. What an amazing show. I'm so happy. I'm so overjoyed. I'm so moved. If you want to know more about Dane, deborahdashinger.com/access, or go to his website, drdanehere.com. We're going to bring on another caller right away because we're really right here at the end of the show. We don't want to ignore anyone out there who's so patiently been listening and waiting. So I'm going to ask for Kat to step forward. Kat's been patiently waiting. Hi, Kat. What's going on with your body that you'd like to share with Dr. Dane?
Hi. I wanted to congratulate you both, and I also wanted to thank you, David. You changed a major part of my life. I'll tell you some other time, but you really did something for me a few months ago, and it changed everything, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's true. It changed me in a whole different direction. It's been great. I have kind of an odd question. I think I'm really here to represent the maybe the unenlightened, because I'm not as familiar with all the lingo that you guys are speaking. But I do want to, my issue is something I haven't really ever spoken to anyone about, ever. And that is that I have always been a very healthy person. I have a great diet. I've always been in good shape. I'm athletic. I've had all those things. So I don't have any issues there. But what happens for me is I'm literally crippled by a scar that I have, and it's on my belly. It was from surgery I had years ago, but as odd as this is to bring up, it's really, a lot of the things you've said have already helped me tonight. It's already helped me, but I don't know how to get that out of my head. Like, I think because I have always appeared to be, you know, in good form, that when I'm in a relationship or even just changing clothes at the gym or even in front of my sisters or in a theater, anywhere, well, not in a theater like that, I mean when I'm in a play. So I often been just so scared for anybody to see me that I would just go to another room or hide. And I know it's in my head, and I know I'm not embracing, you know, what my body is, as you said, or understood that that's really not who I am, but it's really between my ears, and I don't really know how to ever shake it, and it has gotten in the way of things.
So, just to be clear, you said it's between your ears, and cutting your head off is not an option, right?
Well, it may be, but no, no.
Okay. Sorry, I was just trying to bring a little like this.
I know it's very dark. I know it sounds dark.
Well, and so here's the interesting thing is, one of the things that I found in working with people is that one of the things that will happen is during surgery, when you're under, I can't tell you the number of people I've worked with who had these weird, and when I say weird, I mean like really intense points of view come up. They couldn't seem to shake. And what seems to be the case is, what happened was during surgery, there were comments made by the surgeons or the nurses or somebody, you know, because they talk back and forth, and sometimes if they're friendly, they'll joke or that kind of thing. And literally, it sticks you so dynamically because when you have something that comes up, you're not present as like with surgery, for example, and if you're under the influence of drugs at all, it's almost like you store it in a different part of your sensory cortex rather than the cognitive day-to-day waking part that you can access. So it sets up this loop underneath that is, well, for us for a long time, it was almost impossible to get to until actually Gary worked with a friend of ours that we work with and found that what had happened was she had made all these decisions, judgments, conclusions, and computations under the influence of alcohol or drugs at some point in her life that once we undid it, started changing everything. So there's two aspects here. There's the aspect where you're totally aware, but from this place of whatever drugs were used during the surgery, which locks it away. So it's intense, but you can't access it and can't access why. And then also there's what they said that may have been invalidative of your body, even if they went, oh my God, that's going to be a big scar or something like that. Or if one
they
of
did,
the
they did
one,
actually.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's, you know, at least part of the source of this. So let's do this. Let's do both of those things. So everything that was said during the surgery that has stuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just giving that a moment to sort of catch up with the energy of all that. And everything that you aligned and agreed with or resisted and reacted to or just have stuck in your world that was said during the surgery or was the point of view somebody had, even if it wasn't yours, in fact, it probably wasn't, will you destroy and uncreate it and return it to sender with consciousness attached, please? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, trust, boys, man. See, I can't do it to you. It's just if you're willing to let this go, that's when we can change it. So then all the decisions, judgments, conclusions, and computations that you made while under the influence of drugs, alcohol, surgery, whatever, in any lifetime, that creates this, in every lifetime in which you were the surgeon, will you destroy and create it, please? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, interest, boys, and beyonds. So can I ask you a question? Do you have a nice body?
Yes.
Okay, will you acknowledge that, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because here's the thing. When you have a nice body, and so many people are in judgments of their bodies and hate their bodies, you think, oh my God, who am I to have a nice body? I don't want people to feel bad about themselves. I don't want to feel bad for liking my body. I'm gonna create something so I have a problem too, and I totally understand you.
Oh my gosh.
Everything, there's got a bit of energy. Everything that is times a gazillion, we destroy and create it, please.
Yes.
Yes. Right, wrong, good and bad. I mean, will you return all of that to sender with consciousness attached, please? Because apparently some part of that is not yours too.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay, and on that, you're vortexing. Do you feel a cool breeze anywhere in your body?
Around me more, I think.
Okay. And the thing is, you'll know this vortex thing is where we get to some crucial something, and it feels like a cool spring breeze on your body. And the way you know it's a vortex, not just the air conditioning, is a lot of times you'll have it under clothing, and you're like, wait a minute, that can't be the air blowing on me. I'm covered in clothes there, you know? So, okay, how's that feeling in your world?
That feels great. I think you really hit it on the head. I've never heard anything like what you said before.
Okay, cool. And so please know I got it from your energy and also my, like, it's combining your energy and what you're willing to allow to show up. And thank you for your vulnerability and your courage and being willing to ask the question in this way.
Thank you.
And please realize what a gift that is.
Well, thank you. It would take a lot for me to say. I've never said it out loud, so I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. And truly, guys, if you can realize, I mean, if you could recognize that you having this beautiful body and also being a kind, caring person could change people's points of view, because a lot of the reason you don't want to have this beautiful body is because so many people that have them are some of the meanest people on the planet. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what if you having this beautiful body and being a kind person would actually change realities just by being?
Yeah, it does make me feel selfish when I go there. I have to work on that. Part of what you said is true. I have three sisters who have always had weight problems, and I never have. And so when you said that, and I love my sisters dearly, and we're all very supportive, and they're very supportive of me and every success I've ever had. They show up for everything. They applaud everything I do. They're very good to me. And I'm good to them. But I think when you said that, it really hit me that I've done that since I was probably going through puberty, actually. I think I've almost always felt a little guilty that things came naturally for me. And I was naturally athletic and stuff, so I didn't have the same issues.
Okay, so
weird.
A couple of things, and we'll be a little quick. First thing is, will you acknowledge something, please? Well, let me tell you what it is, and then you can decide yes or no.
But
look at this. The fact that you even have that in your awareness, that you don't want the people that you care about to feel bad in relationship to you, do you realize that what that indicates is that you're a kind, caring person?
Yeah, I feel that way. I think so, yes.
Okay, will you please acknowledge that? And please acknowledge that you're not the arrogant, selfish biatch that you're trying not to be. You're not that. You couldn't be that in a million years. That's not you. You're not that person. So everything you've done to believe that if your body were as beautiful as it is, you would be that person, will you destroy and create that, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, first boys and beyonds. And also, there's a hands-on process you can run. It's cellular memory. It's one of the things we teach in one of the beginning access classes. And all you do is you put your hands on over the scar. It's better if somebody does it on you because our bodies love to receive. But all you do is say, cellular memory, point of creation, turn. Point of creation, turn. Point of creation, turn. Point of creation, turn about 20 times. And keep your hands on there. So you go, cellular memory, point of creation, turn. And I've literally seen it melt scar tissue in people's bodies. Like, I mean, I've seen things, I'm like, really? Did that just happen? So I call somebody else over. I'm like, did you see the way this looked before and how it looks now? They're like, oh, my God. Okay, I'm not crazy. It's not time for the little men in white coats to come and take me away. Okay, cool. Okay, so, but if you do that every night, you, in addition to what we just did, hopefully you'll start to notice some dynamic change. And the other thing is, even if the scar stays there and never changes with what we did, it might be perfectly okay for you. You might be like, oh, hi, beautiful body. It's okay to be beautiful now. Okay?
Okay. That was a huge help.
Cool. I'm so glad. Thank you again for your call. Thank you for your question. Thank you for your courage. I'm so grateful for you being willing to do so. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your response and your attention. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good night. And amazing. Three completely different callers. And what a show. What a show. We're going to wrap it up here because we're beyond that time. And thanks to everybody who participated. What a contribution you have all been. It was Valerie Monroe who said, "Real beauty isn't about symmetry or weight or makeup. It's about looking life right in the face and seeing all its magnificence reflected in your own."
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, email Debbie at indie100.com. That's D-E-B-B-I at I-N-D-I-E-100.com. Keep your excellent comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert in goal achievement, a radio and TV personality, featured in magazines, a best-selling author, and keynote speaker. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to www.deborahdashinger.com. That's www.deborahdashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, and products teaching the secret steps to make your dream come true. Get Debbie's best-selling book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, on Amazon and at bookstores. Listen for the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dreams will manifest. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?